Well, hi and good day everyone, it's McColgan and it's Tuesday the 6th of March and I'm out walking again and with my pocket full of boo friends. This is a response to two boos basically. It's directly at Nick Holloway Vox's boo earlier this morning, which was a response, as it were, to Jacqueline B's boo. And Jacqueline was going on about she should be annoyed at a meeting that she put her time out to go and attend and it wasn't on, but she wasn't annoyed. So if you listen to the boo, you'll understand the content there. But Nick followed that up by asking Jacqueline if she wasn't annoyed because she had been listening to boos during her travels to that meeting and probably while waiting to find out the meeting wasn't there or wasn't on and then travelling home again. And Nick relates a story about when he had to travel through the snow when the transport was off last month and how he found that he got home after trekking through snow and wasn't annoyed. In fact, he was perfectly perky. And he was basically stating, does audio boo do that? Well, okay, get to the point now, and that's exactly what I'm responding to. Yet, I wholeheartedly agree with you, Nick, that listening to audio boos does, I think, it just calms the mind. I'm just hesitating now because I'm in a very windy corner. It's -4 degrees, although it is four. It's -4 wind, and I'm trying to shelter in so I don't get too much wind noise. Anyway, I apologise for that. I have to stop apologising for the weather, shouldn't I? I mean, this is ridiculous. Don't apologise for the weather. It's madness. So, you're right, Nick. When I'm out and about, I find also that time goes by. You've maybe walked 2-3 miles and you suddenly realise that, wait a minute, I'm here already and it doesn't seem any time since I turned off through the parks and up the hill. And it's because the boo, you're concentrating on the content of the audio boos and listening to people's details and stories. And I do find that helps pass time, although when I'm out walking I'm not trying to pass time in any way whatsoever, but it just seems to happen. But also, yeah, I agree that it's very calming. It tends to de-stress, if you like. And if there is something that has annoyed you and you say sod it and put your earplugs back in and listen to audio boo, yeah, it has a great de-stressing effect. It certainly has. And it doesn't matter the content, does it, really? I mean, it doesn't have to be any enriching, fulfillment comment that's in the boo. It can just be a little tale, a little story. And I think it's the fact that we tune in and listen to people's other boos that it has that effect. And Nick makes a point that will analysts in the near future look back at society and see how possibly things changed or how different categories of people showed less stress in their life and it all gets or all points back to these people having joined an audio boo and been listening to boos for a long while. And so when they put the little probes on your temples and watch the needles bounce back and forward, you know, as audio booers can be sitting there and the needles will not be moving much, and the other people who are not an audio boo, these needles will be like a earthquake on their scale of 9. And this is, you should have really tuned into audio boo years ago. I quite believe he's right in what he's saying. Absolutely. I think if it has this effect just now and audio boo grows, then yeah, it's going to be more and more fun and more and more de-stressing. And so I will leave it at that. I'm now going to dart out from this corner before the security boy at the local store, I think I'm already on camera, wonders what the hell I'm up to. But I'll just tell him I was just chilling out, boss. Anyway, so yeah, great subject and fantastic stuff. Okay, I've run out of words with this for 6 months. I'll have to go and brace myself for the gale round the corner. So okay folks, thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of your day. I may be later, I don't know, we'll see. Bye for now.